my phone. New names and numbers that I don't know. I test the places like I've been rotating friends tonight. And I tense to whatever we want. We're young enough to say, oh. Hello, hello, and welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Deandra Cartwright, and you are tuned in to the happy hour. I know y'all miss me. It's okay. I wasn't here last week, but I'm back now. And I know that y'all want that list of things happening next weekend and for the rest of the month. We only have one more week of full activities, but next weekend is going to be jam-packed. We have a couple persons in studio to talk to you about one of these major events is happening. They've been here before. It's a very fantastic and fun event. It's by the water and all that good stuff. And I think it got that word we like to hear, free. I may be wrong, but they could correct me. But yeah, so if we have time, I'm going to go through on the back end of the show about all the upcoming events, fundraisers, and things that we want to support. Of course, I need to ask you all, please, next weekend is the Long Islanders Association Fair happening on R&B Lake Park starting at 12 o'clock. Yes, we will have mutton. We will have several hundred pounds of mutton. We will have libations. We're going to have all the drinks that you want, your soda, your water, and all those other things that may have a different type of chemical composition. You're going to have different types of foods. You're going to have different types of activities, and it's all going towards a good cause. Long Islanders Association doesn't just do regattas. Tribute to our island. We support our children. We support those who are sick. We support those persons that are in need as we are able to do so. If you haven't already done so, please purchase one of our raffle tickets. They are $5 each, $50 for a book of 10. And our number one prize is a Kia Sonet 2026. We have over $40,000 in prizes. Please check out the Long Islanders Association on your social media pages. And yes, this sounds so easy for me to say because I see people's dumb PR person. So if you can't find them, find me. But thank you for your support ahead of time. Now, something that's also happening next weekend. So you have so much things to do. And I brought the experts in because they know more about this stuff than I do. So I'm going to let them introduce themselves really quickly. And I know one of them, he doesn't like to talk much. So we may pick on him a little bit. But we will start with, I think he's internationally acclaimed. He has, like, I think, an Oscar or something like that for how well he acts. And things, but he actually has a big time position. Brent, please tell the people who you are.
My name is Brent Wong. I am an avid Dragon Boat racer and race official.
All right. And we'll get into what in the world is Dragon Boat racing and what does an official do. He's being modest, people. This man goes around the world to do this. Come on now. Also joining us, and she is an organizer extraordinaire. She's not only an event planner, but she's Superwoman. So please tell the people who you are.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm Chiquita Archer, and I'm one of the coordinators of this year's event.
Excellent. I wouldn't be able to tell the people what the event is, but after that, y'all, once we introduce, we go right into that.
Of course.
And to my person who will not be silent today.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Roger Raming. Hello, everyone. I'm one of the coaches for the Dragon Boat Bahamas.
There we go. All right. So, Chiquita, tell us what in the world is happening next weekend, and then we'll go to Brent, who will talk to us a little bit more about the sport itself.
Well, I have to say that I know there are a lot of persons who will be trying to compete against what's going to happen on Saturday. So I want to say it out there. Long Island, Long Islanders, please visit Long Island Fair. You have to be out there, right? Everybody else, please be out there. But we do have a fantastic two-day event on Goodman's Bay. We're celebrating our fifth annual Bahamas International Dragon Boat Festival. So we'll be out there Saturday and Sunday. So if you miss Saturday, please come on out on Sunday, and we're going to have a fantastic time.
Excellent. So just so you know, folks, I think it starts at 9 a.m., right?
It starts at 9, ends at 5. Well, until, I would say, because we have a lot of different things happening this year. We do have a cultural village. I don't want to get into it just yet, but there's a lot of new things, different things that will keep it a little bit longer. But we're going to have John Canoe on both days, so I'm really, really excited about that.
Nah, make sure the people know, do they got to pay money? Or?
There's no money.
So you're saying all of this could be for free?
Yes.
You next could, weekend.
Hold on now. Hold on.
Vendors. I'll see how she put the brakes on me. Okay.
No, the food and libations that you talk about, they're not free.
Okay.
The cultural experience will be free, obviously. And you can come on out. This is Goodman's Bay. It's a public park. Come mm-hmm. on in. Go in the beach. Go in, you know, touch the sand. Go into the water. And you'll be open to watch the races.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, speaking about races, right, because I know we're talking about what the event is called. It's the fifth annual edition.
Yes.
Of the Bahamas International Dragon Boat Festival. That's a mouthful.
Yes.
But what is dragon boat racing?
Go ahead, Brent. He's our international race official, uh-huh. certified, qualified. So go right ahead, Mr. Wong.
Let us find the same.
Hey, let me tell you, it's important.
So the sport is literally based around a canoe style boat.
Okay.
And it's literally raced or participated in by paddlers primarily.
Okay.
Now paddlers are not the only people in the boat. Paddlers make sure the boat moves. There's also a steer and there's also a drummer.
Oh, a drummer.
There's also a drummer. So the small boats have 10 people. Uh-huh. Paddling, and the larger boats have, or the standard boats, have 20 people paddling.
That's a lot of people on a boat.
It is, but for good reason.
For good reason. What are some of those reasons?
The weight of the boat.
The weight of the boat.
Yeah.
Is it very light, or is it very heavy?
It depends on what it's made of.
Oh, it could be made out of different things.
Yeah.
Like wood, polycarbon, what are the type of things?
Carbon fiber. Uh-huh. You know, in Hong Kong, they have them made out of teak.
Right, because this is all coming from which culture?
China.
Okay, so I assume that there are persons of Chinese descent or even the local diplomatic folks are involved in this, are they?
Yes, and if things work out, the Chinese embassy may have a team, because I did see them at practice.
Oh, okay. Yep.
They'll definitely be out, for sure. If they don't have a team, they'll definitely be out.
So y'all say
teams.
The
ambassador, yes.
Like, how many teams are there going to be? And, like, what are the ages of the participants? I think, RJ, you can tell me a little bit about
that. The ages start at 14.
Okay.
As far as 70.
Wow, yeah. Really?
Yeah, so we have different age groups, different settings. We have a senior team, juniors.
Now, when you say senior, you know, that's a touchy word in our society. So what's senior mean? And say it straight into the mic so that people get at you.
I would say 60 and over.
Oh, okay. Well, so that means that we're promoting movement for folks that are still teenagers but are well into their years. And I assume these are folks, do you have new folks? Are they continuing folks? Or do you have brand new people?
There's a mix of everybody.
A mix of everybody.
There's a mixture. And this year we have about 17. We've actually tripled our international participation.
Wow.
We have 17.
Also folks are traveling here to
definitely.
Do this?
USA. We have persons from Jamaica coming in. And we do have Canada as well. So we have 17 international teams that have been registered already.
So that's 17 international. How
yes.
many local do you have?
Right now we have about 23, 24 teams that have been registered.
Now
we're just waiting on a couple more as well.
Let me see. Uh-huh. 23 plus 17. That's 40.
You got 40
it. Teams out
you
there.
Got it. And this is the most amount of teams that we've had.
But listen, it's the best way to celebrate your fifth year.
Yes, it is.
Now, when we talk about teams, what are they competing for? Is it just bragging rights? And how long is the actual race?
So, we have the 200 meter and mm-hmm. we have the 500 meter.
It sounds like on a track, man.
Yeah.
But in the water.
Probably run you into 2 minutes and
okay.
some seconds.
Oh, really?
And the 200 meter, like, let's say 50 seconds.
That's very quick.
Yeah.
But I imagine, like, a lot of the time comes with getting the boats in and out of the water. Does every team have their own different boat? And does it look like a dragon? I want to know where the dragon comes from.
So the boat has a dragon head.
Oh, really? Okay.
And a dragon tail.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So we can see dragons like moving in and out of the water. Oh my god!
It's a beautiful sight. It
yeah.
truly is. And your persons on the boat, everyone paddling, and you know, and they're all synchronized
nice.
Because of that drum. I don't know. Brent wants to talk a little bit more about the drum, but
I need to hear
that
about the
drum.
Is it
the Chinese. Listen.
Is
yes.
It?
Go ahead, Brent.
So some of the drums have been reskinned with goatskin.
Oh. So okay. So some, not all.
Some, not all.
Okay, so what is the traditional drum made of?
I would assume some type of skin, because it is an animal skin when it's shipped and comes in. But, you know, we live near salt air and a lot of humidity, so at some point in time it's going to wear and tear.
Right.
And if it has any salt water, then that's going to degrade very quickly. So.
Well, I mean, you're all in salt water, so I assume.
Yep,
you know.
It's going to happen at some point.
Well,
so you have
see,
to
there you go. And at least we bring in that Bahamian culture into it.
That yep. is definitely what it
okay,
is as
okay.
well.
And so how many, on average, Bahamian, like local participants, do y'all have not just on the boats, but that usually come out to watch all of this happen. Because, again, this is the only time of year that this occurs, right?
Well, we've changed also. We've changed the time of year. We normally have it during the hurricane season, which is about August, September.
Oh, wow.
We've changed it this year because this is really well-recognized in China. Okay. This is around the time that everyone does dragon boating, especially. So we want to get it out of the hurricane season, bring it up. And this is our first year, of course, doing it in May. Mm-hmm. So we'll be on Goodman's Bay.
No, I feel like this is a beautiful time to have it. Yes. But, you know, like, as you said, there are a lot of events happening, but if you plan it properly, you could do, like, I could pop out by y'all at 9 o'clock on Saturday before I head out to my event.
See, exactly. You know?
And then when y'all are done and need to have some good Long Island food,
we come to you.
You come down to us.
Brent, is that a handshake?
I am certainly going. After I leave the site and finish my business, then yes, I'll come to the affair.
But also it's happening on Sunday,
Yes, we do have our official opening ceremony on Sunday.
Okay.
That's where we have, you know, the lion dance. We have...
the lion dance.
Yeah, we have a lot of entertainment happening on Sunday.
Tell me about the entertainment.
So I want to say Saturday, we're going to start with the St. Anne School Band.
All right.
On Saturday, they've been with us last year, and they continue to come back, and they enjoy it. And persons enjoy the fact that they entertain very, very well.
Awesome.
So the St. Anne's Band is going to be out there on Saturday.
Okay.
We do have the Urban Renewal Marching Band is going to be out on Sunday as well. Mm-hmm. We have a dance club called W2. Mm. They performed last year, Bahamian style. They're going to mix a little bit of Chinese fusion into the dancing. Mm-hmm. So listen, I cannot stress it enough. We're going to be out there and having a really good time. We have Chinese song and dance. We have costuming, of course. Persons can come out and dress up in a Chinese costume and take photos.
Okay.
This year, we've partnered with the world-famous Valley Boys.
Wait,
I have to say that.
Okay, right.
The world-famous 1950, is it 58?
You know, I got to make sure I verify which of the two.
The world-famous Valley Boys.
I'm getting into none of your business today. Y'all see I behave and y'all need to do right. Sorry.
Yeah. No, but listen. They've decided to partner with us, and they're going to have a huge boat out there, a replica of a dragon boat, teams can jump into the boat, take photos. Uh-huh. It'll be on land, obviously, because it's
huge.
I was
just going to say, imagine how
it's huge.
In the water.
It's beautiful. No, it'll...
I was just like, how did you...
That was your best bet.
To stay up. But they'll have a boat out there with the big head and the tail. Mm-hmm. You can take a photo. We'll have a cultural village where, you know, we'll have some Zhongnu pieces. We'll have costuming as well from Chinese culture. Okay. They'll be selling some souvenirs. We have cuisine from China, obviously Chinese street food.
Okay.
There's something called mantou. There's something called tea egg. There's a number of things I think Bahamians will enjoy.
When you say street food.
Street food. Chinese street food.
I spent some time in Beijing.
Yes, yes. Tell me what you know.
I want to know what type of street food is. Is it the type that I could find in the food store here, or is it the other type?
Typically, you wouldn't find a tea egg in the food store. Mm. But you know, we encourage you to come on out and just try it. We have performing on Sunday.
Okay.
We have Zhongnu happening both days. We have a Kung Fu demonstration. It's a lot happening.
It does sound like a lot
happening. It's a lot happening.
Now, with the race, RJ was saying off air, that he's been working with quite a few groups with that. How have they been feeling about this sport? Because it's a relatively new sport for our people. You know, I think it's, Brian, correct me if I'm wrong, it's been about maybe 10 years just yet, right? 10 years for, like, dragon boat racing. Four? No, I know the festival is 5 years, but I mean...
This is a 2,000-year tradition.
Well, over 2,000 years old.
No, I know the tradition. I'm saying for our people, like how we know our people are track and field athletes. We're trying to build a sport here.
Well, it would have only been longer than 5 years for somebody who retired from someplace else and relocated here.
Right.
Ah.
So there are a lot of people who are, this like their Bahamas is their second home.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll come home, like, they'll come here and they'll live here, but like 25 years experience because they, you know, competed, were in, you know, Team USA or Team Canada, whatever.
Wow.
And, you know, but if they're not in Nassau, then until boats get to their island,
they
can't practice yet.
But for those who have been practicing, all right, and they're getting into this sport, How have they been feeling about this? Like, talk to me about that.
So over the years, at first, you know, the first year everyone was like feeling it out and, you know, fun. Mm-hmm. But after, I guess, third, fourth year, like, mm-hmm. it's highly competitive now.
I want you to believe, I had a friend who used to participate in it, and that was the year before last. But I tell you, I didn't realize people could get so excited over Dragon Boat racing. And they were looking at the points, the seconds, and all this stuff. And I was like, oh, I'm happy I didn't go see all of that right now, because that's a lot.
You should come and see it.
Oh, no. I'm talking about
participating?
Contesting results and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's a lot going on, especially on the beach now. A lot of teams trying to get the practice in mm-hmm. and fine-tune everything before the festival. So on the beach is kind of crazy right now with teams. But this year, I think, going to be the real...
The real McCoy, real, man. Yeah. Y'all have 40 teams out there. Now, question, is the coach also on the boat, or are you also rowing your own little, own boat on the side?
Yeah, I have a boat on the side, Bahama Boys and Girls. We're participating. I'm hoping it'll be our third victory.
oh no, stop it. We're talking about a champion.
Yeah. Listen, this event is highly competitive, you know.
Yeah.
It's highly competitive. We do have the Marine. It's going to be the Marines will be out there. The police force, Defense force, immigration. Is prison out? Is
yeah?
Prison is out. Listen, this DOC's is comp.
So
this is
the
real competition. Yes, they
are
out.
Maybe this is customs.
Huh?
Yeah, customs is missing.
Y'all can't say this. Like I said, it's customs. Y'all hear that? Y'all are left out of the loop. That means y'all then left. The Defense Force, Police Force, Her Majesty's Prison, Department of Corrections, and Immigration.
Yes,
you know, hey, listen, talk to y'all superiors. Y'all got to be inside the trade so y'all can have some bragging rights. It might be too late for this year, but next year, y'all can work on it. All right.
We have schools. Schools are coming out as well.
Which schools? Not the babies. No, you said 14, so it has to be teenagers.
CV Beth. See, I
guess. Home of the Stingrays. Yes, this is great. Sorry. Rattlers. I love that. I love that. Wonderful.
We have an urban renewal team as well. I think they've been out
so
as well.
Good.
Yes,
that
it's
good.
We have Windsor that's coming out as well, and we have persons from St. Andrews,
mm-hmm.
and I think they're called the Phoenix Dragonaires, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I sound like one Rasta. You know, they all make me young. Now, listen. What are they competing for? Like, what are the prizes? Is it just bragging rights? Are there trophies? Are there cash prizes?
There's trophies this year.
Okay. Oh,
and the
period.
Biggest, of course, is bragging rights, to say that we won.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You hear RJ on the side of me? He's saying, we're looking for a third win.
Man, listen, RJ is confident.
He's confident.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, Brent, I know you are a man of few words, but do tell us about your international experience and what is this race something?
Oh, race official.
Yes.
So, the people that facilitate making the sport worth competing in is actually the race officials. If you have a good team of race officials, then people want to compete at your event.
Yeah.
So what happens is, it is like very critical for not just fair, but for people who can reason
mm-hmm.
When different things happen, in our case, on the water course.
Right.
So that you give everybody the best benefit mm-hmm. to be able to not just compete, but also to be able to finish and medal.
Okay.
So, the race official experience is, I would want to say, it's adjacent to the exhilaration you get from racing in a boat. I actually started out as an understudy for race officials.
Okay.
Before I ever even trained in the boat.
Oh, wow.
Right? So, but what I will say is that when time comes for us to have an NRO, a National Race Officials Program,
mm-hmm.
that'll allow a lot more people here to actually train and actually be able to participate and help facilitate those types of events without actually traveling. But at the moment, the IRO, the International Race Official, which is part of the IDBF, International Dragon Boat Federation, that requires you to travel.
Uh-huh.
All right, so the good part about this is, if you get selected to work an event as a race official, depending if it's a festival or a championship, what happens is you get the benefit of more stamps in your passport, right? I will say this, it is a mostly, pretty much largely, a voluntary effort. So mm-hmm. what happens is the I would want to say the subsidizing of a trip mm-hmm. kicks in if you get selected.
Okay.
Right? So other than that, your best bet is to make sure you qualify to participate as a racer.
Oh, okay, okay, got you. It's important to distinguish those two things.
Yep.
But want to say, so that means that you have gone to other countries to do this.
Yes, and yep. So my first trip to Europe was actually for the Club Crew World Championships 2 years ago in Italy.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Right, Panama was 2023. Also did USDBF's CCNC, their national championships as well.
My boys say back to back. I love that. So that means that
I love it. I love it.
So that means that you are taking your positioning in this sport to the world.
Yeah.
And as a Bahamian in this area, correct. To the world, you're representing us on the world stage through
correct.
This sport.
And then bring it back, and then equip more Bahamians to do the same thing.
Look at that. I love this cycle. This is great. Thank you very much for all that you do, and congratulations for all of your
experience. It's the perfect retirement plan for racers who don't want to race anymore. I'm not trying to retire. I'm just saying. I've seen a lot of racers. The race officials now.
Just put it out there.
Yeah,
right?
Just put it out there.
So if you're interested.
Yeah, if you're interested.
Contact Brent.
No, but this is fine. So I guess what, if somebody listening into our conversation, if they were thinking about getting into dragon boat racing, what should be their first steps?
Show up to practice.
But how do I find out where practice is going on? Do I need to do a PT test or something like that?
No,
like,
so after this weekend, there's going to be a lull for a lot of other people. Uh-huh. But the avid dragon boaters will still be finding an opportunity to practice because there are other events in the region.
Okay.
So Jamaica's festival is actually literally mid-June.
Mid-June, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No
right?
recovery time.
Right? And the U.S. has like 2 or 3 dragon boat events every single week across the different cities.
Oh, wow.
So the opportunity for you to race is limitless as long as there's unfrozen liquid water.
Right.
So as long as the lake isn't frozen, you have an opportunity.
Do I have to take the boat or is the boat provided for
the
me?
The boat is provided at festivals. The boat is also provided at national championships.
So y'all are
you're
providing
responsible for
40
we
boats?
Eight,
yep.
We have 8 ocean boats that
eight
are
ocean
currently
boats.
Now in use. Yeah.
Yep.
Those are the larger ones?
So yes.
This, okay.
They don't tip. That's most important.
They don't tip, so they're not going to throw me in the water.
The first set of boats used to tip.
It's a wider hull, more stable on ocean.
Y'all have them loaded or like why is it not tipping?
Because the hull is wider.
Okay,
wider. It's wider.
So it's not loaded because it's light, right?
So the fun stops. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But I want you to know
that. I like how you said that. I like how you said that.
But it was, listen, the first year, the second year, it was just really fun to see that, you know, the boats are turning over. For persons who are on the shore, obviously. But for those in the boat, they're saying, what happened?
So if I fall in the water, how are y'all going to rescue me?
No, listen, we have a rescue crew on jet skis and boats on the outside and in the ocean as well.
Yeah, I mean, we'll live
the we planned drink. Everything out.
I like that. So safety.
Yeah, safety is key.
All right, so after we figure out about practice, we find a group to practice with, then what else do I need to do to become a master dragon boat racer? Not official, but racer. Because RJ already say, you know, you got to participate in all of these different events, but that sounds like I got to have discipline. I got to be out there. How many times a week? Every week? Like, what are we looking at?
Every week, at least, if you want to be advanced, at least 3 times a week.
3 times a week?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's
don't
a lot.
Don't think of it as work, though. It's really fun. That's the first thing.
Yeah.
Yes. Try it. I mean, it's a good form of exercise. Mm-hmm. It takes your mind somewhere else. You know, it takes the stresses of the day. The week. Just come out and have a good time on the water.
Excellent. Yeah. I had another question about the schools that are participating. Mm-hmm. So, do they practice year round, or is it specifically for this event?
They don't practice year-round, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
But when they do come, and I guess our coaches can talk to this, when they come, of course, it's always late in the game.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But they come out and they catch on really, really quickly.
Okay.
I guess, I don't know, because of age, I'm not sure. Yeah. But, I mean, we do have older persons coming out, 70s, you know, who are practicing. And they find so much joy in just being out.
No, this sounds like fun for the entire family, honestly.
It truly is.
Okay, all right. So I guess this is the point where we're going to say, please tell us again what in the world is happening next weekend and how can people find out more information and who all can come? Do I need to bring cash or will the vendors be accepting card and all that good stuff? And I want you to mention some of the vendors that will be out there. It's only because now I'm thinking about what I can get for dinner.
Well, with the cuisine, we do have Chinese food. We have Bahamian food as well. We do have Acai Bahamas coming out if you want something a little bit more healthier. We do have those persons there. But I do want to say that on the Sunday, because I did miss this, we are going to have an all-cancer survivor ceremony. And that's going to happen after our opening ceremony with the speeches. We do have the dawning of the eye that awakens the dragon for the ocean.
Okay.
So we, you know, and it's such a beautiful thing to see. We have flowers, and we're celebrating, like I said, all cancer survivors, not just breast cancer with the pink. We have all colored flowers, so we invite persons who are coming out. If you want to honor somebody who has had cancer, you know, their survivor, someone who is deceased, just come on out, because the petals are formed. They go through this archway, and it's really a beautiful sight to see.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
It truly is, and that's going to happen on Sunday.
Okay.
So May 2nd and 3rd, just as a reminder, we will be on Goodman's Bay from 9 a.m. in the morning until whatever time we decide to leave, because we're going to have entertainment all day.
She said this party ain't going to stop.
It will not stop. For persons who want additional information, they can WhatsApp a number, 477-3203. Or they can take a look at any of our social media tags, which is at BC Dragon Boat. You can go ahead and take a look at that. Am I missing anything, Brian, RJ?
Y'all got to tell these people to come out there to try to defend their titles or to try and get bragging rights.
The biggest thing is the fact that of the 40, well, plus, I would say, teams that will be out there, they're all very competitive, but they know that this is about having a good time in a very safe environment. We've thought of everything. We do have a cultural village. We're going to have entertainment. There will be food. There will be drinks. There will be a time to relax. Come and bring your chair. We do have some chairs out there, but it is the beach. It is the sand. Bring a towel. Sit in the water. We're not going to stop you from doing that. And we will take over Goodman's Bay, because it is going to happen Saturday and Sunday of next week.
I love that. The energy y'all have is just immaculate. I do. Oh, I can't wait. This is going to be great.
Yes,
and
I know that. Bring the family out.
Yes, yes. All the family, and they may end up on a boat.
They just may. You never know.
You never know. I could just see all the children getting tired right now from all the energy they could spend running up and down that beach. And then see the, what you going to say?
I was going to say the big, big, big dragon boat. Don't forget that. So the world famous Valley
Boys
decided.
Right there.
Yeah, there's a replica boat. It's huge. I think two teams can literally fit on the boat. That's how big it is.
Like two of the 20 member teams?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
This is massive.
We have 14 max, right? On our boats.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yes,
okay.
On our boats. We don't have the 20 seater yet, but I think that's going to come soon. Who knows? Yeah. But we do have a breakfast. We're going to have
friend.
That.
Make it happen.
You see, I look over there, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, he's a man with a plan.
Yes, yes, yes. So we're going to have a backdrop and everything. It's going to be a great day. Great 2 days.
No, it sounds great. Honestly, it sounds like it's a wonderful experience. And what would be our closing thoughts on this event happening? And I will start with RJ.
All right. We have a good turnout. Well, we will have a good turnout. I'm looking forward to the competition, looking forward for the crowd cheering and, having a good time.
Lovely. Short, sweet, Brent.
I'm looking forward to new blood for the 6th annual.
Ah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And you're going to do all the work required to make sure that those folks come.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
See, there you go. Commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have a date for the 6th annual
already.
Perfect. See?
Already? Wow.
No, a segue from our promoter.
May 1st and 2nd of next year.
Oh, wow.
2027.
All right. Love that.
And I do have to say thank you to our sponsors.
Of course.
Okay. I want to say thank you to the Chinese Embassy, our biggest sponsor, really. Breezes, Sands, Bear, J.S. Johnson, Doctors Hospital, Tropic Seafood, Sound Crate, Dasani, Bahamas Waste, NUA, Clinton Sweeting O'Brien, Cuba Libre, Alive, Ministry of Tourism, and Karma Brewery, actually. And we do want to say thank you to all of our volunteers who will be out, and our coaches. You know, they take the time, and we have a fantastic event every year. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Listen to that. The gratitude is present. The energy is here. Y'all listen to this. There's a great event happening next weekend. You have lots to choose from. free stuff, yes. free activities. You still got to bring in money because you need to eat and drink. You got to pay for them things. But outside of that, it's a fabulous sport to view. It's camaraderie. The energy and enthusiasm for Dragon Boat Racing is going to be on display next weekend. So y'all make sure to check them out both Saturday and Sunday. And you're going to be sure to have a grand time. Thank you all so much for coming on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned to the happy hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is DeAndra. Don't leave me. We'll be right back.
You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Are you a tourism business owner or ready to become one? At the Tourism Development Corporation, we work with tourism entrepreneurs at every stage, turning ideas into thriving businesses and helping existing ones grow. From business development support and funding opportunities to targeted initiatives and strategic partnerships, we're here to help you take that next step. Build your future in tourism with the Tourism Development Corporation. Visit tdcbahamas.com to learn more.
We came to celebrate IT.
Celebrate IT.
Send three money transfers for a chance to win indeed.
Celebrate IT.
Life is good, so we say la vie.
Avant.
No la parfait. Monty got some.
Celebrate IT.
With GK Money Services.
Send three.
With GK Money and Western Union.
For a chance to win.
To send free.
For the rest of the year.
Three lucky customers will win.
Follow us at GKMSBAH.
For more details.
Promotion ends May 18th.
Western Union.
The following is a paid political message.
Kalani, hey. Kalani, oh, the future is brighter. Oh, vote for MacGyver, hey, 'cause she is a fighter.
For you.
That was a paid political message.
I'm your host, Don Sargent.
My name is Tate Arley.
Tune in every Saturday at 9 to 11 a.m. to The Eye Opener. We give unfiltered perspectives on current events, news, and pop culture.
Through dialogues with experts, researchers, and policymakers, we want to bring about a Bahamas that is better for all Bahamians. Tune into The Eye Opener on Guardian Radio 96.9, Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Sometimes a little nuance can make a world of a difference.
Think you know sports? Think you know pop culture? Well, maybe you do, but so do we. The Accredited is where we flip the script, drop the hottest takes, and keep it 100% real. From 10th year seniors to squad that knows the culture, join us every week at 11 a.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9. It's not just a show, it's a vibe. Are you accredited?
The Accredited, Saturdays at 11 a.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Hi there, Teletestania here. That's right, I am she and she is me. What is this show about? It's about you, it's about me, it's about learning the lessons of life, it's about love, it's about grief, it's about family issues. It's about talking about the things that we need to talk about. Join me Saturdays, 1 p.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Let's find out together on Teletestania.
Tune in to Our Blue Bahamas, Brief's radio show every Saturday here on Guardian 96.9 FM. Join us as we dive into the critical issues on a mission to protect the environment that sustains our Bahamian way of life. Each week, we feature inspiring guests from the fields of education and conservation and highlight youth voices making a difference. Let's work together to advocate for sustainable Bahamas. Catch us on Saturdays on Guardian 96.9 FM and let's protect our blue Bahamas.
Our Blue Bahamas, Saturdays at 2:30 p.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Because I'm happy.
Happy Hour, bringing happiness to the airwaves. Do you want to hear from incredible individuals making a difference in the community? Do you need a motivational reminder of the goodness happening in our Bahamaland? Tune in to the Happy Hour, where we will be talking with the people making positive impacts on their communities every day. From the civic leader empowering to the young person leading, the Happy Hour will focus on the goodness all around us. Join the Happy Hour Saturdays and fill your cup up with optimism and positivity.
The Happy Hour, Saturdays at 3 p.m. on Guardian Radio
96.9. Hello and welcome back to the Happy Hour. This is Deandra. Thank you so much for being with me. So we want to say thank you again to the folks from the Dragon Boat Festival that's going to be happening next week. And they came on and talked to us about the sport, what does it mean, the different roles, and to invite us all to the free event that's happening next weekend. So while we wait to transition to my next set of guests, we're going to be talking about Zumba. And I can't wait because some of the folks joining me are my very own Zumba instructors. So they be teaching me how to dance and how to have fun while exercising. While we wait on them, though, I just wanted to share. I know I thought we weren't going to have the time to do it, but I happen to have a few minutes. So we're going to go into, you know, we've been following Amanda Hilton, who's a psychologist. And so our latest insight is going to be 10 shifts that will upgrade your mindset. So these are small ways to change your perspective and feel more grounded. So instead of saying, I'm stuck, you want to say, I'm pausing to gain clarity. Instead of, I'm too tired, how about I'm listening to my body? Instead of, I don't know where to start, try, I'm taking the first small step. Rather than saying, I'm too busy, how about you say, I'm choosing where to focus my energy? Rather than say, I'm overwhelmed, how about I'm prioritizing what matters most? Instead of saying, I failed, perhaps say, I learned something valuable for next time. And I know this one right here, the older you get, I feel like this hits home way more. I'm always behind. Instead of saying that, how about I am on my own unique journey? And I have to say, remember, comparison is the thief of joy. Your journey is your own. Don't compare yourself to others. It's hard, but it's possible for us to not do that. Instead of nothing is working, how about I am learning and adjusting my approach? Instead of saying, I don't know how about I'm capable of figuring it out? Instead of saying, I'm scared of failing, say, I am brave enough to try. And again, this is from Amanda Hilton. She's a clinical psychologist. A lot of the notes that I share when it comes to, you know, mental health and taking care of ourselves in that way come from Amanda. And so I would recommend anybody to go and follow her. Now, this is another one. It's called a feel better list. And this is what everybody should keep on their phone. So it's to help you have a better mindset. So the key to lasting happiness lies in what you pay attention to. So you have, these are some examples of lists, which are simple ways to stay focused on thoughts and evidence and small wins that shape your mindset so that happiness becomes something you practice, not something you expect to just show up. So one of these, the to look into list. And so curious people are happier people. So you want to start by jotting down anything that sparks your interest throughout the week. So this could be books, podcasts, hobbies, random facts. So when you're feeling bored or unengaged in life, pull up this list and find something to dive into. You have the 1% better list. It's often the little things that make life lighter, feel lighter. This is something I tell folks all the time. It's the little things that make life beautiful. Keep a list of simple ways to make any moment just a tiny bit better. Use it when you're feeling down or need a pick-me-up. Consider small actions that engage your senses, like opening a window for fresh air, making a comforting drink, or adding a favorite song to your morning routine. Another list is your core values list. So we all know how easy it is to lose track of what matters most. So you want to use this list to keep your core values front and center and remind yourself what they mean to you. When things get messy or you have an important decision to make, check in with your values to stay grounded. So some of these could be authenticity. So being true to who I am, even when it's uncomfortable. Connection, fostering meaningful relationships by being present. Growth, always pushing myself to learn and evolve. Creativity, finding joy and expression in creating something new. Kindness, extending compassion to self and others in every interaction. So only you would know what your values are. These are the key principles as to who you are and how you live your life. A happy memories catalog. This reminds me of one of the projects that I usually try to start at the beginning. It's every time something beautiful happens, no matter how small, you write it down on a slip of paper and you collect it in a jar. So at the end of the year, as a way to recap your year, you will literally pour out all of the beautiful memories you've made and then read each one before the new year begins. So the happy memories catalog, you capture your happiest moments to revisit when you're feeling down. And by regularly making note of these memories, you're also training your brain to notice and appreciate those moments more often in your daily life. So you want to jot down the details of a happy day, events and interactions as they happen, and come back to them whenever you need a reminder of joy. Now, I know that we have a few more of these to go through, but our Zumba people just walked in and I already feel the energy and I want to catch them with that energy before all my time is gone on this show. So y'all stay tuned right here. We're going to take a quick break so I can bring them into the studio and y'all can already hear the energy. Y'all better have it on the next side of this break. See ya. Come back to me.
Political message.
for justice,
find it here.
If you're looking for truth,
find it here.
Vote for MacGyver, ah! She's here for you.
See everybody
in Kalani.
Change is here.
Hey!
Hands in the air.
See
everybody
in Kalani.
Vote for MacGyver,
ah!
She is a fighter.
Ah!
That was a paid political message.
Hello, we are back here with the happy hour on 96.9 Guardian Radio. This is Deandra Cartwright. Thank you so much for sticking with us. I hope you can hear. I have energy in my voice because, y'all, I feel like I'm blushing because you got three amazing people inside the studio. They're so full of energy. But guess what? Y'all, two of them is my instructors. So they the ones who's had me shaking myself up on Saturday and sometimes in the morning and sometimes in the evening. And I think one of the last big one when they were all together, we were in the mall and I was shaking. I was dancing. So you know what y'all say about people who look like, I had rhythm. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I want them to tell you who they are before we get into why are they here today. So we're going to start with the lovely lady in green.
Hello, I am Rondi Forbes. I go by Coach D. I am the face behind Dance with D. And I am one of the newly instructors, but I am here. I am active. I am outside. And I am ready for this Zumba Palooza May 30th.
Yes, y'all hear that? They're bringing the energy. Alrighty, directly across from me, y'all got to know this, my good Inagua queen.
Hey,
listen, my Southern girl.
Yes.
Hey.
What's up, D? My name is Myra Farkason. I am a licensed Zumba instructor. I go by Coach Mai. I am the founder of Move with Myra, and I'm also a coach at Peach Fitness.
Excellent.
I'm a licensed Zumba instructor at Peach Fitness.
See, there you go. And last but definitely not least, this is the one right here. He got a special nickname for me, y'all. I want y'all to know. And he's making sure I get those movements right, that I hit in the ground. And when I tell you guys, we're looking at how much calories I burned, and I was like, having fun doing it and looking good, too.
Yes.
Anyway, guys, so the special nickname that she is thinking of is the ballerina. She is my ballerina, the one and only.
Yeah.
So if you ever hear me calling a ballerina, don't get in between that. But other than that, my name is Tariq Popol. I'm also a licensed Zumba instructor. I go by the Goody General.
Yeah. All right.
So I am the face of Rican Zumba. You can find me either at Girl and Pole Dance Studio Tuesdays and Wednesdays, or Mark for 360 East on Thursdays. Oh, you could just find all of us all over, honestly.
Yeah.
You have nerds used to miss Zumba.
What is Zumba? Because I know most of us know what it is, but in one sentence, what is Zumba?
Zumba is dance fitness. Uh-huh. That is the best way you can explain it. It is cardio through dance.
High energy.
All day. Yeah, so that is what Zumba is. It's originally from Colombia, but we here in the Bahamas, it takes a fusion of so many different music. But we in here in the Bahamas and in the Caribbean, we like to incorporate, you know, Bohemian music, reggae, soca, Afrobeat, a little bit of Latina, Spanish music.
And gospel.
Definitely gospel. So
I want you to know, Myra did a whole gospel session for me for one of my other groups, but then Reek also did me a session on just pure rap.
Oh gosh.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay. So that's what Zumba is. Zumba is just basically dance fitness.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is a beautiful encapsulation of what it means. Mm-hmm. Now, Zumba could be a lot of different, could mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But to you all as instructors, what is the energy that you get from your classes? Like, what makes you want to be an instructor and do Zumba?
The people. Mm-hmm. Definitely the people. Each class, at least for me, each class brings a different energy. You know, you have some clients. You have some clients who are just very free-spirited and down to do whatever you see the instructor doing. You have others who are a bit more timid, but each class brings its own energy and allows you as the instructor and the individual just to now tap into everyone and get a piece of everyone and kind of like put sprinkle a bit of yourself into them. Mm-hmm. Because especially for my classes at the beginning, I ask everyone, where are we on a scale of 1 to 10?
Yes.
The lowest I go is 5, mm-hmm. respectfully.
So if not, he'll tell you, gather yourself.
Gather it, get it together, mm-hmm. get it together, Sivian. But, yeah, so once I realize where I'm at, I'm going to meet them halfway, and I'm going to bring them on that journey along with me. So at the end of the class, you may have started off as a 5, you may even start off as a 3. But at the end of the class, I am positive you're in the double digits. Mm-hmm.
So talking about double digits, y'all have something happening next month that I'm sure we can be starting at higher than a 5. And we can finish off the scale.
Break the scale. Just break the scale.
So tell us a little bit more what is happening. And I think it's not just the 3 of y'all. Y'all have like a bunch of folks coming together. So tell me what's happening and tell me who all is involved and who all can come.
Randy.
Okay, so May 30th is the big Zumba Palooza. It's going to be at the Courtyard Marriott. Mm-hmm. Starts at 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. We have 7 instructors, 5 sessions, 1 big night.
Oh, my God.
7 instructors.
Say it again.
5 sessions
mm-hmm.
and 1 big night. You don't want to miss it. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be on the outside. You don't want to be on your phone looking at videos saying, oh, I wish I would. No. You need to be there.
No, listen. And I just wanted people to know, because I think that we're getting value. Mm-hmm. Because I think the average class costs a certain amount, but I think this is only how much again?
It's $40.
So listen, here's but what how I would much? Say. But how many sessions?
It's 5 sessions. But here's what I would say. This is how I would describe Zumba Palooza. You know, like, when you go to like a gym, you have like different times for different class.
Yes.
So you want to like sample a different class. You want to try a different classes, but you don't have the time because that it's on this day and that day at different times. Imagine for one night, you get a buffet of fitness. Yes, like it's a buffet.
I love that.
It's like a buffet of fitness. Right. It's like a buffet of fitness.
Yes.
The buffet. I love it. It's like a buffet. You could say, you know what? I always say I go to try yoga, but I never could try yoga because that at a
There's
certain
gonna be
time.
Yoga too.
Yes.
So it's Zumba, it's yoga, what else?
Flexibility.
And twerk. Where my twerkaholic at?
So y'all gonna teach me how to shake?
We won't teach you. However, the lovely instructor Rafi, she will be teaching you how to twerk.
Okay.
We have Coach Tan for the flexibility.
So Coach
just in case, you know, you might feel a bit tight over there.
Yeah.
Of course, we got J Fitness with the high intensity interval training.
Yeah. Shout out to Jay.
And then we have Antonio, who's gonna bring it all together and tie in. And after the big bad big 3 hit the stage.
Okay, big bad big 3. That's who I got here.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's definitely a buffet. It's definitely you get to sample everything right there. You get to say, okay, now they're not. I'm not too sharp on my Zumba, but child, I know how to squirt
a little bit of this and a little bit of that,
and it allows to bring so many different dynamic people at different parts of their fitness journey.
Because I was just gonna say, you don't have to be an expert in Zumba to participate. Ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, and these folks are modest, I can say it for them. It doesn't matter where you start and from, they make you feel welcome. They will help you learn. They will work with you. And the folks in the class, it's just an energy with Zumba folks. That they
so
literally
positive.
Will help
positive
you. Fire. Right, exactly. So positive energy while you're working out and you learn them a little dance move with Zumba.
Somebody can say, get it, girl.
Listen, and the fans, oh my gosh. Props, oh my goodness gracious.
The props, the chants, everything.
Listen, so let's say for the folks listening, each of you, I want you to tell them, why should somebody come to Zumba Palooza? We'll start with Reed.
Why shouldn't you come?
I mean,
truthfully, if you were here the entire time for the stream, for the session, and we just told you about the buffet of fitness, what else are you even trying to consider at this point? It's almost as if you're going to a gym for $40. I don't think any gym in Nassau is $40, eh?
No.
I don't think so.
Not for that many classes.
And then for those who want to be technical about it, 5 sessions, $40, $8 a session.
No, but that's what I'm saying. You can't beat that.
I'm just saying. You can't beat that. Quick math.
Hey, hold on. And inside the air conditioner, too.
I don't know.
I sure y'all can have some to hydrate and all that stuff.
Vendors will be on sale. Vendors.
Tell me more about. So I don't need to bring. I can bring my water bottle.
You can bring your water bottle. Yeah.
Okay. Good.
You
can bring. So
and if you have water on sale too. So yeah.
Oh, love that. Love that. Love that.
If you forget, yeah.
Okay.
So we have a lot of vendors. Well, I don't want to speak on it too
Not yet.
But we have a lot of things planned for the Palooza. So I think the best thing you should do is secure your early bird tickets.
Yes. When is the deadline for that one?
April 30th, 11:59 p.m.
And you could pay online, or how do you do it?
Bank transfer, or you could, we have our pickup location. So far, we have Juicing for Life, we have Empire Fitness. Then for those who just want to purchase a ticket, free delivery, of course.
Okay. Love that. So y'all catch that early bird, right? Y'all had about a 30. Now, I know that Rick told us, you know, why not?
Right.
But I want Myra to tell the people about the power of Zumba, about, you know, after a stressful week, man.
Right. So, like, even when you talk about Palooza, and you're talking about just being able to, this is where you could be able to, like, your full fitness therapy in one session. Mm-hmm. Like, you are able to get that zen, to clear your mind, to clear everything. Like, just for 3 hours, you get to be completely you. Just get to focus. Don't worry about the children. Don't worry about BPL bill. Don't worry about a live bill. Don't worry about no other stress. Just for this 3 hours. And it's not just about you. It's something beautiful when the community comes together. There's a power. There's an energy. There's a network. You might be like, oh, child, I didn't even know my besties do Zumba. I didn't know my coworkers do Zumba because you see them there. And it's that camaraderie. It's that when all two and three, y'all trying to figure out what's really going on, is what creates that bond in that community. So bringing persons together, that level of community, that level of excitement, that energy, that feels powerful. That feels like this is something that we need in our communities. So everybody's always so individualistic. They got so much things going on. Just bringing that together, bringing those communities together is something powerful. And that's what I commend my colleagues for as well, like these people right here. Just to say, okay, we get to share our community with each other. There's no competition. No. There's no big vibe. It's just, hey, you got your dolls, I got bass, you got your goodie gang. Let's bring these persons together and let it be a night of such empowerment, such community, just good vibes, good zest. And just, we hope that it just spreads beyond the doors of that. Like, they take that and they just tell everybody about, hey, I've been to a fitness buffet and I got full. My belly was full.
Are you hungry? Listen, they had a party at the Palooza, and they do that Zumba, and they enjoyed their time. And the beautiful thing about it is that you get to see the style of the instructor, so you can continue your Zumba journey after. Now, what Myra didn't tell you all is, like, some of them Zumba students, like myself, I just go to a couple of them, you know, so I just got to share my love.
It's fine. And see, we understand that. It's a lot of love to give around. And as we understand, because we support each other.
Right.
So we know we have different styles. Like, it's different levels of energy in terms of us, and there are different styles. There are different genres of music. Like, I love D Class because D is going to bring me some R&B with my soca body needs. And Rick is going to bring me some rap that my soca body needs, because I know. D's give me that sexy. Yes. So you need all of it, and it's not, you don't have to be like, oh, I need to choose. Right. It's enough love, and we love each other and we support each other. So we know that once people feel that persons are supporting each other, they have no problem supporting everyone.
Love that. And that's beautiful. Nadi, tell the folks about the power of Zumba as fitness. Like, what does it do to your body, your mind?
Well, for me, Zumba is basically therapy. Some days, you know, some days are good, some days are bad, but every day without fail after my class is done, it's like so therapeutic. I'm on a cloud nine. So for me, Zumba is therapy. Yes, it's a dance fitness. Yes, it's a buffet of, you know, different types of music, but for me, therapy, regardless of what I'm going through, what type of day I had. So I also get that energy and that vibe from my girls. You know, after class, they always say, well, Dee, I feel so much better. And, you know, I'm so appreciative that you even invest in us and pour into us, because they pour into me as well. We pour into each other. Mm-hmm. Like Myra said, it's a community. We love each other. We support each other. And it's a lot of love to go around. I hope you can feel the love today.
No, listen, I already told the people before y'all came, the energy was going to be in the studio, and y'all lived up to the hype.
Yes.
But
It's fabulous hearing from you all and about this event that's happening on the 30th until of May. That is. So one more time, what's the event? When's the early bird rate and how can people get tickets?
All right. So again, everyone, Saturday, May 30th, Courtyard Marriott. That's what, East Bay Street, West Bay Street?
West Bay Street.
Basically opposite Fish Fry, mm-hmm. 6 to 9 p.m. Early bird tickets are on sale as of now, $40 up until April 30th, 11:59 p.m. Mm-hmm. May 1st, tickets go up to $50. There will be, and I repeat, there will be, one more time, there will be no door sales. So please secure your tickets now while you can, while tickets last. And I just want to interject one thing. I know we, if you listen to everyone, we hear the pronouns refer to she, girls, them. Everyone is invited.
Everybody.
So males, females, dogs, boys, cats, everyone. Bring everybody, bring your Grammy, mm-hmm. bring your Annie. Your boss you may not like, still bring them, okay? It's okay. We outside.
I love that. And we outside, definitely, with the big three of the Zumba community here telling us about Zumba Palooza. Now, y'all got to make sure to keep me updated with when the next set of dates come up so that we can make sure to remind the people about this. Mm-hmm. And last words very quickly about why should we care about Zumba?
For me, like DSET therapy, it's that ability to just be connected to a community of like-minded people. And that's my word, just community.
Excellent.
My word would definitely be experience.
Mm. Lovely.
Freedom.
Mm-hmm. Y'all have that experience, community, freedom.
Yes.
And you can get all of that at Zumbapalooza happening on the 30th of May. Make sure to catch that beautiful early bird discount before the 30th of April. Many chances to try and get those tickets. It's going to be a fabulous time. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the happy hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is DeAndre Cartwright. I appreciate you and all your time. May your weekend be wonderful and may your upcoming week be productive. Enjoy your weekend. Have a good one. Bye.